All right, it's time for the Craig James Financial Report with our man Craig Ferrantino, certified wealth strategist extraordinaire, president of the Craig James Financial Services, located right in the heart of Melville. Ladies and gentlemen, check out the great website. I've been telling you all along, Long Island Investment Advisors. com. Mr. Ferrantino, of course, a registered representative offering securities and advisory services all through United Planets Financial Services. Member FINRA, SIPC, Craig James Financial Services, LLC, United Planners, not affiliated. By the way, before we get to Craig, I just want to point out to the audience. Now, in Harvey's case, he's trying to get an answer here as far as the test results. You can go online. One of our listeners called in, bioreference.com. I believe that's it, Mr. Casale, bioreference.com. So you can check it out, and we'll follow up as far as what went wrong there with Harvey Bass's test. All right, Mr. Ferrantino, a pleasure to have you, sir.
Good, pleasure to have you, too. Welcome, Jay. Happy Monday to you. My heart goes out to all those afflicted and the first responders, EMS workers, doctors, nurses, everybody involved in this crisis, in this war, literally. Certainly our heart and our prayers go out to all of them. This past week was interesting. The Dow Jones Industrial Average closed at 21,637, up 12.8% for the week. The S&P 500 Index closed at 2541, up 10.3% for the week. We have the oil closed at $21.58, down 4.6% for the week. And bonds are up 4.9% as well. Year to date, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 24.2%. That's better than it was a week or two, and it's down over 30%. The S&P 500 Index is down 21.3% for the year. Last week was a big help to that, to those numbers. We got some interesting things. We've had the stocks recorded their best week in 11 years. And posted back-to-back gains for the first time in over a month. Even though the S&P 500 remains, 20% or so off of its February high, the Federal Reserve announced open-ended asset purchases and other measures to support the flow of credit to employers. And I'll get in a minute. I'll talk about that. Consumers and businesses, and they reached a deal on $2 trillion so far. Here's what I saw last week. There's bad news every day, bad news, absolutely bad news, particularly here in New York, bad news, absolutely. Now, everything's negative. We'll be more negative in the next week or two to come. And but we had more up days last week. We had talked about a while ago, Jay, that some of this might be baked into the numbers, meaning that the markets have already, the uncertainty and everything, the markets might have already reacted to these numbers. So we've had more up days than down days, and stock market rose 3 in the last 5 days last week, which was a small victory, in some ways. So the unprecedented times have been matched with unprecedented policy responses. What I mean by that is that, the administration, the Federal Reserve, the whole, everybody that, and the economics involved with this, really made some very early and quick decisions. You had Jay Powell, as we talked about 2-3 weeks ago, already lowered interest rates. And people are like, well, why are you doing that, blah, blah, blah. But they were anticipating what was happening. So they were reacting to something that may happen in the future. And that early intervention may be helping us a little bit. We haven't seen that yet, but it's working on that. Also, we've had this monetary policy stimulus, as we talked about, and the fiscal policy aid, Congress passing a $2 trillion aid program, which includes, direct cash payments to consumers, as well as expanded unemployment payments, funding for small businesses, and some of them are forgivable loans. That's what I wanted to talk about, because I think that's critically important for businesses here on Long Island, that you could actually have money from the federal government. Some would come in as a loan. Some of it would become forgivable. And what becomes forgivable is really your payroll, your rent, some of your fixed costs. So it keeps people employed. So that's very, very important. That's very, very important. That'll keep that, you know, that's going to soften the blow here. And the third thing that happened this week, Jay, was that bad data, you know, is not automatically affecting bad decisions. So the numbers are bad, the headlines look bad, the media is, you know, throwing it out there. It is bad, you know, you're reporting. It's not usually put in perspective, but bad data is no longer automatically driving bad reactions. People could see the numbers. They could see this. The markets have seen this. They've already built it in. And so, like the 3.3 million new unemployment claims last week, up from like 282,000 the week before. When you see that, and we've never seen a reading of unemployment above 700,000. So, yet the stock market rose sharply, even knowing that this may be brief and temporary. So, there's nothing good about the surge in unemployment. So, how is it that the markets had it and they reacted the way that they did? So, this is what it's showing to us, and we're getting small signs of healthcare progress as more states now are seeing what New York is doing. And they are being very, very proactive in terms of testing and isolating and sheltering in place, or not, or quarantining, or just, you know, giving voluntary, like Texas has given a voluntary suggestions on what to do for the next 2 weeks. So very, very, the brutal reality remains that the epidemiology of the situation remains still highly unpredictable. So we're looking at that, and it seems like a very good. The futures right now are looking a little positive here, or flat. So this state, after all the bad news on the weekend and the 60 Minutes piece and everything else, you would think that things would be in a negative situation, and it seems like they're somewhat stable, at least as I'm speaking.
Listen, your futures is up ever so slightly, but that's a positive. We'll see what happens at 9:30. You know, maybe we'll get a good day to start off the week. We could use it, but it is what it is. The president extending social distancing guidelines to the 30th of April. That was a smart thing to do, without question. And we know the worst of this pandemic is yet to come, sir, so we'll certainly keep an eye on things.
Absolutely, Jay. And small businesses, there's a great opportunity here if you're a small business here on Long Island. Great opportunity. If you need some info, also give our office a call. We'd be more than happy to help apply for some of the money that's out there for you to pay your rent, to keep your employees employed.
Excellent. Craig's available later on today, 393-2888, 631-393-2888. And please check out the website, longislandinvestmentadvisors.com. It is a wonderful website and a wonderful human being. And Mr. Craig Ferentino, we look forward to tomorrow, sir. Hopefully a good day today.
Thank you for all that you do, Jay. Thank you for what you do for here on Long Island, and please stay healthy for you and your staff.